It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Oh, yeah, baby. George Nita could not be here today, so you got the champ filling in for him. That's right. Champ is here, taking your calls for the next hour, 296-5467, taking some of this music for me. Chaz, my sound man today, will be providing sound for me all afternoon. Well, not all afternoon, just this hour. So let's take in some of these lyrics, because this is what the champ wakes up to every day. Listen in. Come on, baby, sing with me. Come on, Chaz. Here we go.
Rising up,
come on,
back on the street.
You know that, baby.
Took my time, took my chance.
I know some of you don't know the words, baby. Just sing with me. You know what I'm talking about? Speaking of will to survive, George Nita, he got a will to survive, baby. Let me tell you. Listen to some more. Come on. Don't lose your grip, baby. Come on.
Fight just to keep them alive. It's the...
All right, baby. Welcome to the George Nita Automotive 101 show. My name is Champ, and today I'm hosting this afternoon's show. I just wanted to fire you guys up a little bit because you know, and I know, as long as you wake up every day, baby, every day, and you can wipe your own okole, it's a beautiful day. All right, you don't need to be complaining about the little stuff. Just remember, I woke up this morning and I wiped my own booty. It's a beautiful day, okay? All right, so let me tell you what's happening with George Nita. George Nita is actually on the Big Island yesterday and today. He's meeting with a good friend of ours, the Mayor Billy Kinoy, getting our ethanol thing moving up there. And of course he would not be alone, because when you're with George Nita, you know, you gotta watch out. People try to take him out. And I'm just glad that Coach Wendell Kwan is there with him, and they are there. I hope they're listening. Do they got radio on the Big Island? They got radio on the Big Island, huh? They got reception? So you can have a radio on the Big Island, but you got to have reception.
You have a caller from the Big Island.
Really? Already?
Charlene from Hilo.
I wonder if that's my old girlfriend. Charlene, what's happening, baby? Charlene, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm at the Hilo Raceway Park.
Oh, you're at the Hilo Raceway Park?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We're waiting for the races to start. There's a little delay because, of course, beautiful Hilo, rain came down, so they're trying to dry up the track for now.
What would Hilo be without rain? It'd be like exactly. George Nita. It'd be like exactly. George Nita without ethanol.
Exactly. But we're here, and what a wonderful event. The guys here and the gals are wonderful. You know, Big Island people are so friendly.
You know what? They are. Every time I go to Big Island, I always find two or three to make love to. There's no question. No, really. Really. I mean, I just go out there to the Nani Loa. I hang out a little while. I catch a couple. Yeah. In fact, they even give me back my change. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so you guys got races going on over there on the Big Island?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So we're just waiting for them to dry up the track so they can start running the races.
Okay, what were we talking about? What are we talking about? Drag racing?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
There's two dragsters, there's regular drag racing, funny cars. There are people that came to Honolulu and brought their cars over here.
You know why? Because we ain't got no track over here. We ain't got no track. We got stupid government, I tell you, man.
Right.
Okay, so what else? How many races we got over there?
Well, you know what? It hasn't started yet, but it's going to go today and all day tomorrow. So I have no idea.
That is...
We haven't run one race yet, but we're waiting.
Okay.
Just wanted to call, say, doing a good job, Cam.
Well, you know what? This is going to be a very exciting show. I got Chaz inside the studio. He got me some music, you know. And I'm looking at the former mayor across because he's doing his show on the other side. But he's doing nothing but karaoke singing over there. You know, I don't know. He went from politics to karaoke singing. He's trying to take Walter Karaoke's job. Okay,
hey,
one last question. Who's putting on the races out there for you guys? Give them some love. Who's putting it on?
It's a Big Island Auto Club.
Nice.
We talk to everybody here. We did an SNL thing. Everybody's really impressed.
Nice.
So it looks good.
All right. Now, is George Nita at the tracks this afternoon?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. And he's busy talking to somebody, but I'm sure he'll be calling and checking on you.
You know, you just better check on him, okay? Watch him. Don't let him hang up by the monopole wagon.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Have
Bye.
A wonderful day. Thanks for calling. You see how we do over here? I tell you, baby, that is incredible. You know, the Big Island got racing going on because we ain't got no track over here. Why don't we have a track? That's why the kids are racing on the streets, you monkeys. Build a track, all right? Because I would race. Since I've been running ethanol in my car, let me tell you, my Chrysler 07, my 300 Hemi, is not the same car I got. And I tell you right now, I am the only one in Hawaii with the 300 Hemi driving with ethanol, because ain't nobody come to George Nisa's auto shop and get ethanol. I don't tell them about it. I'll tell everybody else about it. But if you got a Hemi in your car, baby, you're going to be following me all day long. All right? All right. Give us a call out here, 296-5467. We taking callers, baby. We taking callers. If you want to talk about anything, you can ask me anything except about automotive, because the only thing I know about automotive is that ethanol is the best thing to use in your car. All right? Checking the papers today, though. I got to check the papers. The Rainbow Warriors and the Rainbows, okay? In fact, UH is the only team that is called the Rainbows. Everybody else is called the Warriors, all right? But the Rainbows got to win, baby. They got to win three games because yesterday we got cracks by Fresno State. So we got to come out today. And if anybody got any word on what's happening with the games, because what is today? Oh, today's game. It's at noon, so that bugger just 1 hour in. Give us a call, man. Let us know what's happening. I ain't got no computer in front of me. You know, Judge Nita's, his studio, no more one computer. I don't know why. All right, but also looking at golf. See, I love golf. I can golf every day. All right, and our local boys, Parker McLaughlin, Dean Wilson, didn't qualify at the Byron Nelson, but that's all right because they're getting paid for golf. And who don't want to get paid for golf? I don't care, right? You can be the junkiest player in the world. If you're on tour, you're getting paid. All right, 296-5467, give us a call. I'm going to check the obituaries in a little bit because I know we got some people passed away. I always look at the obituaries. You can tell when you're getting old is when you're checking the obituaries. You ever notice that? That's how you know. I know I'm getting old too because my daughter, I got two daughters, 20, 27 and 19, boy. Well, she's 20 already. Dang, I missed it. Anyway, you know, when you look at their friends, you ever look at their friends and their friends look like little kids? Then you know you're getting old. You start looking at their mamas. Yeah, I go to soccer games. I ain't even got no kids that play soccer, but I go to soccer games anyway just to look at moms. We got a caller? Who we got, baby?
Hey, we got George in Hilo.
Oh, well, let's just put that guy on hold because I already talked to Hilo earlier. But, all right, send him through. I'll take his call. is this George Nita or George Hallis? Because my uncle, George Hallis, God rest his soul.
Put me on hold.
Hey, you know, I'll hang up on you right now, let me tell you.
Right. Holy mackerel, I'll call right back.
Yeah, I'm sure you will because, you know, oh, by the way, thanks for giving me the secret number to get into this secured building. You know.
Okay.
You know.
I got one of the Hilo racers here.
All right.
And, you ask him some questions about this rainy racetrack.
All right. Well, first of all, George, I want to ask you a question.
How's that?
How is your trip going?
Rainy.
Yeah, I know it's rainy, but yesterday you met with Billy Kinoy. See, all your friends, your devoted listeners, you know, the three that you have, they listening today, so they want to know how your trip is going so far. How was your meeting yesterday? Was it a success?
Fantastic.
Good job at the starting line, folks.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
Oh, man, I hear the announcer in the background yelling, "Get to the starting line."
Yeah, hang on.
All right.
Hang on.
I'm going to
put this guy on.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, who we got here? You live on the radio, baby. Who we got here?
Well, My name is Jay.
Jay? Now, Jay, you know the guy who just gave you the phone. You know he's off the wall, don't you, Jay?
Oh, yeah. I went to school with his son, so I know him very well.
Oh, really? Which son do you got? Because he got like 12 of them.
Yeah, I know Todd.
Oh, number one son.
Yeah.
Oh, number one son. One of the best mechanics in the state next to his daddy, I tell you. Okay, so what's happening on the Big Island, man? Let me ask you this question. How excited are the people to have races over there? Because we over here on Oahu, we sucking with races. We ain't got none.
Well, you're talking to one from Oahu, so.
Oh, see?
I know exactly how you feel.
All right. Okay, so you have to
get... It's wonderful to be here even if it's raining. You know what I mean?
That's right, because you get a chance to rip your car, which is what your life is all about, you know?
That's right.
All right, so what you know what, Jay, let me ask you. Because I know I got Mufi next door, and he might be dropping in on this radio show because of the amount of callers we're getting, because, you know, Jaws don't get callers, but we get callers. What do you like the people of Hawaii to know about what's going on up there, brother?
A Monday drag race going on over here with, you know, people bringing up their cars and mm-hmm. burning up the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, I'm from Oahu, so it's a pleasure for me to come down here and participate in their program here.
Even though you had to ship your car over there, it was worth it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, my car stays here on the Big Island, so I just got to fly in and jump in and go.
Man, you see what happened? You succumb to that, man. You build your car, you got to leave them in Hilo. The only thing I leave in Hilo is the women that I met the night before. That's it. After that, I'm done with them. All right. Hey, Jay. All right, so what you running today, bro? What you running over there today? What'd you get one?
I have an 88 Mustang.
Oh, 88
Mustang. Running up in the 1090 index.
Oh, hey, well, good luck to you, brother. Congratulations on your races up there, and I'll talk to you later. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
There he is. You see, George Nita finding us some calls. Do we got another caller? The thing was going off the hook. Who we got on the line?
We have Lillian from Hoili'ili.
All right, I don't want to talk to Lillian. Lillian can call back next week and talk to George. All right, send her through.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lillian. You know, speaking of Lillian, you know, I just was going through the obituary section, Lillian, and I was looking for your name. Thank God I didn't see it.
I'm okay.
Good for you, Lillian.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me.
My sister doing good on her car, you know. She doesn't put as much as before, but it's performing real good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question. That's Ellen. That's Ellen, your older sister.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe anyone could be older than you, Lillian. But you know
we
what?
We need a racetrack for our senior citizen. We'll race with you.
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to try. You bring your wheelchair and I'm going to soup them up. I'm going to put some ethanol on your wheels here.
Right.
We're going to get you going. Thank you, Lillian.
Okay,
you're beautiful. We love you.
Thank you. You're doing a good job.
Hey, thank you. We're trying our best, girl. All right. You see what happens? You see? Now, that's the kind of action that I get when I go Molokai. You know? Because they limp on Molokai. Do we, are they, no, for real, they really do. Do we got listeners on Molokai? Does the station even reach Molokai? It's got to reach Molokai if it's going to the Big Island. I was on Molokai a couple weeks ago. Got to say a big love out there to the Napu'uwai gang out there, Napu'uwai Fitness Center, and Bojo and Ricky Morris, good people up there. They live up Kalae. You know what they do on Kalae at 3 o'clock in the morning? They go hunting for deer, those crazy nuts. That's what they do. 3 o'clock in the morning. We got to get up at 5 o'clock to set up the race, this little race they got on Molokai. And man, let me tell you, 3 o'clock in the morning, they want to go look for deer. Unbelievable. That's what happens when you live on an island with no more nothing for do. All right. What is that? I got some music in the background. You see it? Spinning out through the sea, got tropical moon and the lazy thumb. See how we do? That's Chaz in there, baby. Chaz making it happen. All right. No more callers? Huh? Put them on hold, baby.
Ready for another caller?
Hey, anytime there's a caller, send them through, girl.
Okay,
cut me off.
Okay, we got another Hilo caller.
Hilo? Oh, man. Hilo must got new phones or something. They must got a new phone. All right. Who are we talking to?
Hang on.
Is that Nita again?
Yes, it is.
Man, my friend's trying to call me and they can't get you because Nita's on the line. Man, this is killing me. Is this little phone in here? When the light goes on, that mean there's a call?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, that's a sexy voice you got there, girl. I like the way you speak into that microphone like that. Hey, who we got on the Big Island?
Hey, right here. This is Russ Roberts at the Hilo Drag Strip at the Memorial Day Drag Races at the Hilo Drag Strip. And not bad. We're in between a rain delay, which is normal for Hilo.
Mm-hmm. You sound like the announcer.
I am. I work for a commercial radio station here in Hilo.
Unbelievable, bro. Plug your radio station, dog. Give me a, go ahead. Give them your call sign. Go ahead.
The call sign is K-Big FM and Kappa FM in Hilo. One place Hawaii, one place Adult Contemporary.
Oh, brother, you on it. And then you're with the psycho George Nita over there, the psycho mechanic.
Yeah, that's the man.
You know
the man with the alcohol name tag.
Yeah, you see him. You see him. Is he wearing his new shirts he got?
He's wearing his new shirt. He looks real spiffy. And I was telling him, if we can't use it for motor fuel, we can mix it with orange juice and go crazy.
I think that's what he's doing, man. Hey, let me ask you. If you had to let the, you know, on Oahu, we know more races. And I'm sure the people in Hilo, with the rain and all, they must have been flooding to your track to watch some races, huh?
They are. We draw a pretty good crowd here each time. Of course, Memorial Day and Labor Day are the biggest, one of the few big tracks still left in the state.
Awesome.
And it's a volunteer effort to keep it going. We have our ups and downs like everybody does. In fact, we do get drivers from Oahu quite frequently over here.
Amazing. All right, hey, give some shout-out to all your sponsors out there. Who we got to thank for making this race happen, buddy?
Okay, our sponsors include Geico Insurance, Bud Light, one of our great sponsors, and the Automotive Supply Center in Hilo, which distributes auto parts in the island.
You see how we do, bro? You got to cross-promote, man. You got to keep that stuff going, because on Oahu, the politicians are killing us.
Well, that's what I hear. It's too bad, because it takes a lot of kids off the street, gives them something constructive to
exactly.
do, they learn something.
Exactly, exactly. There you go, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call.
Don't... Hey, no sweat, man. I'll throw you back over to George.
No, that's all right. Just press his off button. I got another caller.
Hey, thanks for your time, man.
No, thank you. All right. You see?
You bet.
All right. You see Big Island, bro. Big Island. That's how they roll. Now, the only thing Big Island got something wrong, they call shave ice, ice shave, and that's just plain out wrong. All right. We're going to take a break. If you call in, hang on, baby. Hang on. We'll be right back. 296-5467, Automotive 101. The George Nita Show coming your way. He ain't here, but the champ is in the house.
I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Oh, yeah. All right, we back, baby. We back.
Yeah, we got Rolling Bob on the line.
Rolling Bob. All right, welcome, Rolling Bob, to the Automotive 101 with George Nita. Actually, without George Nita. How can we help you today, Rolling Bob?
Hey, you and me are going to start rolling together.
Can you feel the love,
baby? I can feel the love. And you riding around in the car.
Can you feel
We got a pickup truck. We got an ethanol tank in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We see people driving slow. We just pull them over. We give them some ethanol.
You see, bro?
That's we fix why, them right up.
That's why you are Rolling Bob. You know, unbelievable. Hey, how's your car running with the ethanol?
Good. My car is running great. So how you doing? It's good to hear you. Man, you good. Are one funny dude.
Thank you. I'm having fun.
Well, you know what?
George's ratings have dropped to the bottom, man.
You know,
it's under the dirt. I got to bring them up. CPR.
So listen, here's my Rolling Bob question for you.
Go ahead.
The state of Hawaii tested, they did a random test.
Yes,
seven
sir.
People average score on the rules of the road test is 73%.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day I'm amazed at how people drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people, when they call in today, after they're done talking to you, the last thing they say, I want to hear their worst driving experience.
I will do my best to get that out of them.
Okay. And take on care. That note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Hey, you got me kind of dancing with that
see
groove
that, baby?
In the background.
That's how we're doing, man. My boy Chaz. My boy Chaz working today.
You know what?
You like that?
You know, you're right. We may have to leave George on Big Island because he always cuts me off about now.
You know that. Okay. I'll never cut you off, baby. I'll just turn the music up on you.
I'll talk to you next week. Hello.
Take it easy. All right. Bye. All right. Let's go to the next caller, baby. Come on, 296-5467. I feel like I'm doing an FM radio or something. I hope it's coming in clear. Who we got?
We got George on the line. Wants to ask you a question.
Yes, George.
How do you get traction on water?
How do I get traction on water?
Yeah.
Flatten your tires, baby.
Flatten your tires?
Take them down a little bit. I don't know. That's what I would do. I would flatten them a little bit to get closer to the road. Am I wrong?
Well, they were already down to 4 pounds. How much more are you on to go?
Well, you couldn't. I couldn't tell you. What is the answer, my automotive guru?
You dry the track.
You dry the track. Can we get that up that beat again going over there for me, Chaz, while I try to make sense of this man on the phone? You dry the track. All right, there. You know, Josnita, I know you're getting that ethanol in all those cars. Make sure it goes into the car, not into your system.
No, it's going into the car.
All right. Hey, you know, George,
we're trying to get a junior dragster driver here.
Yeah.
And put him on the air and make him famous like you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, he might not be as funny as you.
That's it.
But we want to get him on and make him famous as you.
You know, brother.
Yeah, but don't worry. Nobody listening.
Nobody listens to this show. I had to Facebook all my friends just to get these guys to call in. And thank God they got nothing else going on in Hilo except a wet track that they can take time to call. All right. Hey, find me one nice, beautiful one and call up with that one.
Call us what?
Find a nice, beautiful lady out there and have her call in. All right.
Well, I think I better go downtown because there's none here.
Oh, you see what's happening? Okay, brother.
Stay out, my goodness.
Stay out of the volcano area. All right, we're going to the next caller. Give us a call. Josh, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Wait.
What's up? I can't believe I'm getting him off his own show. How's that?
Hang on.
What's that? Who's that?
Hang on. Yeah. I'm going to put one of the moms on.
Hang on. Okay.
You're in for it now.
No, she don't want to talk to you. She's gone.
Oh.
You see? Because that could have been...
See that comment you made.
You see what happened in Josh? I'll tell you one woman I like to get rid of right now, Josh. No, it's not you, baby. It's not you. By the way...
You gotta get rid of Wanda?
No, never. Wanda came in with some black boots and black skirts. Did she know I was going to be in today? Man.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
See, he's getting you excited, huh?
No, let me tell you, man, I'm about to bust through this glass. Hey, since I got you on the phone, let's not forget about the nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash 2011, October 14th, Friday night at the Pack Beach Hotel. Starts at 5 p.m., baby, to 12 midnight. All right, check them out. Wendell Kwan is the chairman. And you're going to be there, right, George?
I hope so.
You better be there.
Wendell might kick me out.
Never. All right.
That is one awesome bash, I tell you.
It is a great bash.
There's no bash better than that.
Mm-hmm.
The fun, the food, that's all I eat.
Yeah.
Take
a listen to this. Go ahead, Chaz, crank down up. Take a look at this, George. You see, doggy? That's what goes on at the Nifty 50 60s bash right there. You see that? Coming to you. That's right. October 14th, Friday night at the Pack Beach Hotel. 5 p.m. to 12 midnight, baby. I am the host of that event, and I tell you, we got ambulances, we got medication, wheelchairs, crutches. We got everything you need, you old suckers. You come on out and dance your night away. Beautiful Pack Beach Hotel. That's right, baby. Lillian and Ellen, you can come too because we'll have double paramedics for you all. So just come on out. All right. Hey, John. All right. Hey, what else you want to tell me before you hang up and call me back?
I'm looking for a junior dragster driver.
Okay.
And as usual, most people shy of the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you have? Oh, just tell them, talk on the phone.
Yeah. I try to get the junior dragster driver here and talk to the famous champ.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let me know when you find one.
He's here. They're coming right here.
You sure?
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on.
What can you do? You can't hang up on him. It's his radio show. What kind of stuff? All right. You guys on the line, just hang on for him. Hang on for us. We're right here. We're almost done with Josh. Yep.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
Whitney.
Whitney or Brittany?
Brittany. Yeah.
All right, Brittany. Tell us what's happening. Are you a junior dragster?
Yeah.
All right. What? How fast does your car go, Brittany?
Well, 9 or 11. I don't know.
Oh, 9 or 11 seconds?
Yeah.
Down the quarter mile?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty quick. Wow. I'm impressed. How old are you?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Wow, how long you been racing?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Okay, that's okay. I understand. Big Island. You from Big Island or you live in Oahu traveling over there?
Big Island.
You live in Big Island. Make sure your mom and daddy put you in school, all right? You going to school?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you go to school now. Don't go to school for just lunch and recess like I used to, all right? Be good to your mom and dad, all right?
Yeah,
bye. All right. Let me talk to that old guy again who gave you the
phone.
All right, baby. That sounded good. Congratulations, G.
Okay.
All right.
It's not a junior's here racing.
Awesome. And how fast are these cars going? Because they couldn't tell me. How fast?
Wait. I'm going to let you talk to the other boy. Hang on.
Oh, this guy's killing me right now, ain't he? Ain't he, Chaz? Ain't he just killing me, Wanda? You know?
Hi,
who's this?
Dion.
Dion? How old are you, Dion?
11.
Watch out for that guy you's hanging with now, okay? He's what they call a pedophile. He's an unregistered pedophile. No, I'm just teasing you. Is he holding your hand, Dion? All right. Hey, Dion, so let me ask you, Dion, what's the fastest your dragster's ever gone?
How fast has it gone? 64 miles an hour.
Wow. Oh, that's fast, huh? All right. Yeah. Hey, you going to school?
What?
You go to school?
Yeah.
All right, keep going to school, get some good grades, all right? Don't do drugs, okay?
Yep.
All right, let me talk to that old man over there. You ever seen that old man before? He was on Catch a Predator.
You got him?
I got him, man. That's awesome. Dion, he went 62 miles an hour, Big G.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome, man.
Awesome.
Find out how old he was.
Bro, let me tell you, man.
He's just a little guy, you know.
Yeah, well, I know what that's like. I believe. Shut up, Wanda. She's laughing at
me. He's only 4 feet something.
Really? You know, when I was in 10th grade, I was 4 feet something.
I can imagine you were 3 feet something.
Oh, man. Can we get rid of this caller right now? All right. Hey, find me some women, George. Some good-looking women. Get them on the phone. All right?
They want to talk to you.
Find them, George. They do. They just hurt because I was only there for one night and I left them.
No, I asked them and they said they don't want to talk to the hum-tough guy.
You know, I got my girl calling me Jew Fut because I never gave her ethanol.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you see what you started? Man, I tell you, bro, you're killing me.
But you enjoy yourself, champ.
I am enjoying myself, George, and you call me back when you find a couple of hot ones.
Okay.
All right, because I want to ask the mamas why they let their kids race. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
All right, because I want to talk about the safety issue and stuff like that. So if you find some moms, let them know. I want to ask them why they let their kids race.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. All right. All right, now if he calls back, okay, we're busy. Okay? We're busy. Find him, okay?
We got Rob from Einahina.
Rob, we got Einahina people calling. I didn't know. Hey, Rob from Einahina, what's going on, bro? You got Champ over here. What's going on?
Yeah, Champ's in the house.
Champ's in the house. Rob, how we sound, bro? We sound okay?
Oh, 5x5, man.
5x5. Ooh, 5x5. That's a good one, Rob.
Yeah, have you ever heard that one?
No. What is that? No.
Yeah, that's a aviation term.
Oh.
It's all good.
Okay, I can understand that. Hey, five, two hands up in the air. 5x5, baby. High five.
Jeff, I got to tell you, you know, you were talking about old bits earlier, huh?
Yeah.
And you brought back a memory of my dad when he was alive, because every morning he would read the obits, Champ, and I'd go, Daddy, why are you always looking at the obits? Uh-huh, and he goes, well, he looks at me, and he was real kind of quiet guy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me and he goes, well, I know if I read my name in here, I don't have to go to work.
Yeah. You see, look at that. Even the studio audience, you're like, no, but let me tell you, the reason I do is because I look at all these people, and I'm looking at it right now, section B, page B6 in the Star Advertiser. You get these people, they live 96 years, 59, 96, 86, 72, 86, look, another one, 72 again, 68, and all you get in life is this little thing that tells you, for instance, and no disrespect to these people, but you know, you got Pedro Coloma Sr., 86, in Honolulu, of Honolulu, retired Doris Duke Company maintenance employee, and then, of course, it lists their family, but then that's it. So what I like to always encourage people, like what you do too, you know, you live your life to the fullest and create a full page ad for yourself.
Yeah, you know? Champ, I like the ones that are that big that the families do.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it just puts life in perspective to me, you know. So let me ask you, you're a regular caller in the George's Place, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of the ethanol?
You know, champ, I haven't tried it because I told George I don't want to drive all the way down there.
Come on, bro. You live in Anaheim. You're rolling.
Come on, bro. It's all the potholes, champ.
You know, I heard a long time ago. See, I used to drive around in Anaheim, Kahala, and I used to wonder how people live like that. And then I found out that people that live there, they come into our neighborhoods and they wonder how we live like that. You know, it's kind of rough. Hey, but thanks for calling, buddy. Is there anything you want to tell the people of Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I went down to Ainahaina Foodland and the gas station down there. I couldn't believe it, Jeff. Regular is $3.99.
$3.99. We broke the $4.
Holy cow.
In Ainahaina.
I almost had a stroke.
In Ainahaina.
Yeah, bro.
I got to go to the west side and see how we're looking over there.
It's usually the most expensive. God, if it's $3.99 for regular down there, I wonder what the other stations are doing.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know, champ. And you know, the last but not least, you know,
yes.
I used to try to call around, you know, and ask them, and they won't tell you what the price is.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah, they want you to come out there and find out. Yeah.
Jeff, I love you, brother.
Thank you. Well, have a great day. You see that? Ainahaina calling in. Ainahaina. Man. All right. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I am going to call my friend. It's call a friend time. I'm going to call my friends and see if they answer, find out what they're doing. All right, stick around. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Automotive 101 without George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili East Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Welcome back to Automotive 101 without George Nita. I know he's out there at the track and he's with all these people. I don't know if he's listening.
He can't hear you.
You know, I'm sure he'll get the replay, because you can go to georgenita.com and check out all his past shows. And, it's actually good, you know, to fall asleep.
But that's the thing, it's the past shows.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Anna. Yeah, it actually good. No, I sleep to it. Really, I can't sleep at night. I just play the George Nita show, and they came. Sleep like a baby. All right, and this last half hour, I'm going to take a little time. I'm going to call a friend, and I'm going to see what we're going to do. First of all, I'm going to see if they're even going to answer the phone. Try that first number I gave you there, Wanda. Call a friend. By the way, if some of you guys are having relationship problems, give me a call. I can help you. I got good advice for you. Well, in fact, we'll call it Life 101. All right. Who is Champ calling this afternoon on this beautiful 1:37 and ticking? Let's see.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, this is Champ. Hey, what's up, man? It's Champ.
Champ.
Hey. Who's this?
Yo.
Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to make sure that this is not a recording, because some people, when you call, they got their voice messages that sound like you're talking to them. Like, hello? Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, is this Uncle Mel Kabang?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is me and only me.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Uncle Mel Kabang. Come on, studio audience. Man.
How many guys in there? Sound like only one guy clapping.
That's right. There you go. There's my crowd. There's my friend. I tell you what, I got a sexy lady out there answering my calls there. Uncle
yeah,
Mel.
Brother. You the main man, brother.
No. This is the George Nita Radio Show, Automotive 101. I'm sure that you're familiar with George Nita.
Oh, so is that what you call me, because I'm a nut?
No, man. I want to find out what's happening with Mel Kabang. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the real Mel Kabang.
Well, yeah, well, nothing really happening. I mean, I'm here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I live in Las Vegas, as you know, but I'm here in Hawaii right now because I'm going to be here the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for you to call me for some jobs, because, I need to work. And if I got to clean the fish pond or whatever, or clean the fish or whatever you let me do, I do it.
You know,
and I can sing while I'm doing it, okay?
You know, and I've always said that your voice, because when I first saw you years ago at Sir John's when I was just a boy, you know, and the amazing...
You're still a boy, bro. I don't think you changed to a girl yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, but when I saw you a long time ago, man, your voice and you're a songwriter. See, a lot of people don't know that Mel Kabang is a songwriter unless they know you from a long time ago. But these kids,
I learned how to sing many years ago before you was born. We never have hot water.
Oh yeah,
I used to sing in the shower because, man, you gotta defrock the cold. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you
it's
sing.
It's so cold that you gotta sing. Yeah, you gotta sing in order to warm up the water. And you think it's warm, but it's not really warm.
Well, how is life in Las Vegas? Because you sing, you part time Vegas, you part time Hawaii.
I live in Las Vegas, but I don't like Las Vegas that much. Say the truth, because
why?
No, you can't beat Hawaii. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know.
But I went over there because my house is paid for, and so.
Mm-hmm. How many houses you got now?
I get one in Las Vegas and I get one that the government owe me. They gotta pay me back yet.
And you know the only reason. Yeah? Tell everybody why they wouldn't go over there and knock on your door and take you away. Tell them why, man. Tell them.
They thought I was gambling.
Yeah. No. Right.
Who would knock on my door? You mean the IRS?
Well, whoever was. But I remember. I remember
knock
your
on
your
door, but they not even knock on the door. They even broke the door.
Oh man.
Broke the door and you came into my house and I was on the toilet. To tell you the truth, when they came, it was about 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing the ritual, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then the lady went putting the gun at me and.
Mm-hmm. No. But no. They was upset something because I know in your act you say they never get their cut.
The main thing that they told me when they first came in, and this is what they actually said, I promise, and they deny it to this day. But they said we don't care if you gamble, we don't care if you do illegal sex or illegal drugs or whatever you do, we don't care. Mm-hmm. We want our share.
Unreal.
And I never gonna forget that when the guy told me that. But I was doing illegal gambling, you know, so...
Yeah, well, you know...
And I had to pay my dues, you know.
If anybody want to book Uncle Mel, he is in Hawaii. He does a lot of company functions. He does private parties. And if they want to get a hold of
him... You and I have done several together,
yeah,
you know.
No, I know. And I always, you know, we've roomed together.
That's right, brother. You know? I don't mind sleeping with you because you know you only take about 1/3 of the bed. You know what I mean?
Hey, give
and, but the part I don't like is you always roll towards me when we're sleeping.
I wonder why that is. I don't know
what it is. Maybe you think I'm a magnet or something because we're not uphill.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're going downhill that way. You're rolling towards me, but I sleep on the edge of the bed. See. And then Tiny sleeps on the whole island. He's brought
tiny,
out.
You see what he says?
Oh, well, not Tiny. What they call you, Shrimp? I mean, what? Champ.
Hey, give them your phone number if they want to call you for parties, Uncle Mel.
Well, the main thing you got to remember is you can reach me at MelkaBang.com.
Easy.
MelkaBang.com. If you forget the phone number, MelkaBang.com.
Yeah, don't even need the number. Just go to MelkaBang.com.
Yeah, right? And then a video will play, and give you my number, give you my email, on top everything. Mel.kabang@yahoo. That's easy, huh?
Battery Bill.
Yeah, and then you'll call Battery Bill. He'll give you my number.
Yeah.
tell MelkaBang said give you a discount on the battery, whatever battery you need, okay?
All right, bud.
Like you only need 9 volts, therefore get you started.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to talk to Hawaii on this beautiful day, bro. Really
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I love you. And tell George Nita I said hi. I do know George too,
huh? You do George,
yes,
too.
I know him before he became a star, bro.
Thank you, brother.
He wasn't just on a regular screwdriver, just rolling around on the floor over there. But good now.
He's good now, bro. He's like a ratchet.
Give me a call, though. You know, no one can call me for the kind, you know, radio. Call me for jobs. I need some jobs, okay, brother?
You got it.
Okay,
thank
big
you.
Boy.
All right.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank
and
you.
The girl in there next to you over there, give him a kiss for me because she is really beautiful looking. I seen her one time or two times. I can't remember.
He's
I look you. I don't like looking at him when you're looking at him. Same time you're looking at me because I know you. You get the kind of side eye.
He's lying. Thanks for answering your phone, Uncle Mel.
I love you, brother.
Love
Take
you too,
care.
Man. There he is, Uncle Mel. Bang. Do you see that? Only in Hawaii, man. Uncle Mel. Who we got there, Wanda?
We have a junior dragster mother now.
Ooh, a junior dragster's mother. Patrick, you give me something. Give me something sexy there, Chaz, for this one. I'm gonna have to work this one a little bit.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah. Oh. Wait! Oh God, this is an ugly one. I can tell. All right, hang on there, Jaws. I'm getting some music for this caller. Do we have a mom on the phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Ooh.
I'm gonna put the mom on first.
Beautiful.
And her two daughters.
Mm.
Okay. Don't forget the two daughters, you.
I'm sure you won't. I'm sure you won't, George.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Monica.
Hello, Monica. You've got the love line here. You got Champ and the Love 101 coming to you from AM 690 Radio in Honolulu, Hawaii. How can we help you today there, Monica? What's going on the Big Island? Still raining?
No, the sun's finally out.
Mm-hmm.
Track's almost dry.
How's
ready for the Memorial Day drag.
Mm-hmm. How's the dragsters looking?
We should be starting shortly.
Okay. Now, you got two children that race, I believe George said?
Yes.
What are their names?
Sydney mm-hmm. and Sherelle.
Why would a mother... how old are they, Monica?
Sydney is 13 and Sherelle is 21.
Okay. Now, 21 and 13. Took some time in between that one, huh, there, Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I did, too. Because, you know, mistake at the first one, huh? I'm just kidding, Monica. Monica, you know you're with a crazy man named George Nita.
Yes, I am. Standing okay. right next to him.
That's right. Don't let him get too close to you, Monica. He'll hug you. All right. Why does a mother let a 13-year-old drag race?
Well, it's been in the family. The dad races also. Okay. So they've been here at the track, you know, from at a very young age. Brought up the track. They just enjoy the sport.
They're just part of it, huh?
Yeah, it's part of it. Now, it's a family weekend for us.
Does a 13-year-old actually fix cars, too?
She helps.
Yeah?
She helps race weekend. She'll help the dad get the car ready, you know, make sure it's all good and make sure it's all nice and clean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the 21-year-old, the 21-year-old, too?
21, well, actually, she lives right now on Oahu. She's going to school. She's a senior at HPU.
Oh, nice. She going to be a nurse?
Psychology.
Oh, nice. You can help out my friend George Nita when she's done.
Yeah, he can just give her a call when he needs it.
All right. Well, we are live on the radio. Is there anything that you'd like the people of Hawaii to know about what's happening on the Big Island with these races? Because we ain't got them over here.
Yeah, well, it's here. Still in, going on in Hilo. Memorial Day Drag Weekend. And we race once a month, one weekend a month. So, you know, if you're on the island, come check it out. If not, bring your cars down and race here.
All right. And one last question.
Yes.
Is it shave ice or ice shave?
Shave ice. You need to shave the ice, right?
That's right. But you know, people up there where you live, they call them ice shave.
Yeah, we a little bit backwards sometimes.
Thank you for clarifying that information for me. Monica, you sound like you got a very sexy voice there. You're a very lucky woman. My girl don't have a sexy voice. My girl sound like Wanda, the girl answer the phones over here. Go ahead and laugh for me, Wanda. Go ahead. There, you see?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Please please hang up the phone. Don't give me back to that crazy man.
Okay, you want to talk to the girls?
Oh, yeah, let me talk to the girls.
Yeah, okay, I'll put Sydney on first.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Let me find out how old Sydney is. I might got to get some music for that one. Hello?
Hello?
Cindy?
Yes?
Sydney, how old are you, Sydney?
I'm 13.
13.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And who are some of your favorite? Who's some of your favorite recording artists? You like Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Is he really that good? Let me ask you. Is he really that good?
Yeah.
What is so good about Justin Bieber? Really, come on, tell me.
I don't know. I guess just because he's young and he knows what's in nowadays.
I guess so. All right. What do you like best about drag racing?
I like the adrenaline and just the feeling of it. It's amazing.
You like the power of just going, huh? I like that too. How long have you been racing in cars?
I just started actually last year, October.
All right. Oh, okay. This is what I want you to do. All right. You can hear the music in the radio coming on. Chaz, give me some volume. Sing for me. Sing. Come on.
Never, ever, ever be apart.
Come on. Come on, one more time. I'm dancing in the studio to you singing. Come on, head chorus. Come on. Come on. Baby, sing for me. Come on.
Baby, I'm not that great of a singer.
You did great. Thank you for talking to me. Let me talk to your sister.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Okay. Here's Sherelle.
21.
Yes.
All right. Sherelle.
Hello.
Hello, Sherelle.
Hi.
You saw your sister singing on the radio? What was she doing? Man. Who do you listen to, Sherelle?
Who do I listen to?
Yeah. What kind of music you listen to?
I'm more of a country kind of song person. I like country music.
Oh, that's nice. You know, that's some of my favorite stuff too. You know, when I listen to country music, you know, especially when I go to the Big Island, when I go looking out there for some deer.
Yeah.
You know?
It's more country out here where we are in Hilo.
How long have you been racing?
I've been racing for 6 years. At the end of this year is going to be my 6th year.
What's the fastest you've ever gone?
My fastest was 7.88 seconds at 162 miles per hour.
162 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 babe!
Yeah.
And that took you 9 seconds to cover that?
Huh?
162 miles an hour is what, 9 seconds?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, on a quarter mile drag strip.
Wow. So what?
Yeah.
Now have you guys been, what kind of fuel are you running in that? Are you guys running ethanol or what? What kind of fuel? You know about fuel?
Somewhat. We're running on C14, I think.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so we're running on that fuel. I don't really know how much ethanol we have inside.
Well, you have yourself a wonderful day. Good luck to you out there. I hope the track dries.
Yeah, well, we're going to start the junior dragsters in about 10 minutes. Mm. So, and then the bigger cars are going to start. So, we'll be on our way.
Good. All right, the last question. Big question of the day. Is it shave ice or ice shave?
Shave ice.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, baby. We're going to take our final break of the day. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the final notes of what's going on. Don't forget the Nifty 50-60s Bash, October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel. This is Automotive 101 without George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
All right, the final 5 minutes of the show coming down, and I got to give some shout-outs to my daughter Crystal and my grandson Noah out there today, my beautiful other daughter Kristen, my niece Samantha and her husband Trevor's in town. Got to give all the love to them. All my Facebook friends, thank you for tuning in on Facebook. If you have not tried ethanol, please go to Nita's Auto Repair. Check out the ethanol situation, the Nifty 50-60s Bash, October 14th at the Pack Beach Hotel. You don't want to miss that because that is huge. I'm going to be there. And if you need information on that, 239-5360. 239-5360. That's Coach Kwan. Or check them out at the niftyoldiesbash.net. All right? Niftyoldiesbash.net. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. We'll probably be wrapping it up. We got a last caller on the line. Please don't tell me that's George Nita.
We have Ray from downtown.
Ray, all right. Ray, what's going on, baby?
How's it going, Jeff?
What's up, man?
Just want to ask, I have a friend who wanted to call George, but I guess he cannot call me, so we got to talk to you. He wanted to ask a question about...
go ahead, baby.
About the law. Why isn't there, like, a class action lawsuit about all companies messing with the octane levels there.
Why? Well, it's because, first of all, nobody believes them, because the documentation that was recorded on that day, George Nita will tell you, cannot be found, the minutes for that meeting. And also, I mean, you know, we've wanted to expose these guys many other times too, but in a way, it's a catch-22. If we do, we lose on getting our portion of what we get. So until we get that, you know how that one works. So you know, it's kind of a junk situation, but that's why George is working on the refinery, and he's very close to getting it done. So hang on, baby.
Awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And another question, I guess. George has checked on the gas from week to week now. Was he able to check this week?
Yeah. You may want to go hit one of those Tesoro stations and the Shell gas stations. You just want to frequent a gas station that is always turning over a lot of gas. That way, it's always the freshest. And don't go put gas when the gas tanker is there putting it into the ground. It costs up another one on the bottom.
Yeah, but you're at Costco. You'll be sucking in Aloha gas, and I understand that probably it's not the best one.
Not the best one right now, baby.
Probably the worst,
I don't use it.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Most people do. But you... that's a fast turnover, but turning over a lot of
that's right.
Hey, you want to do a conference call? I can put George on too.
Oh, is George on the line?
Yeah.
Do we still got time for him?
What do we got? I put two callers on.
All right, go ahead. Hey, hang on the phone, George. You with me?
Sure.
George, you with me?
Yeah.
All right. As we wrap it up, George, the last couple of minutes, we got a call on the line talking about the gas. The best place for him to go get gas is where right now?
Tesoro.
All right, Tesoro. All right, there it is.
All right.
Thank you.
No more David Shutter, so that no more brave attorneys in the left. That's what I heard before.
That's right, baby. All right, George. Okay. Anything you want to say before we wrap it up, George? Because we're wrapping up the show.
Yeah, I got the chief over here.
Who's that?
I'm putting him on. Hang on.
Who, the chief? Who?
It's the coach, champ. How's it going?
What's up, there, Coach Kwan? I just gave the final shout-out for the Nifty 50s Bash. I gave them your phone number. I gave them the website, baby. They should be bombarding you with calls, because I think today we got a lot of callers today, more than what George normally has.
Actually, no. There's only two people who listen to the show, Champ and Coach. That's it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. What do you want the people of Hawaii?
You did a wonderful job, my friend.
Thank you. What do you want the people of Hawaii to know, Coach, real quick?
Always be nice.
Thank you very much. I love you, man.
I love you, my friend.
All right, there he is. Reebok and Speedo, the number one brands in athletic wear. I don't care what they say. The NFL uses it, and the top swimmer in the world uses it, and the champ uses it. All right, till next time, everybody, check it out. I'm going to fade out with this one, Chaz. Here we go, baby. Just want you all to know, it's been a pleasure this afternoon. And I hope that you have a wonderful day today. As I take you out with a little Frank Sinatra. Paul Anka wrote this song for him, you old suckers, you. You know who this is. Till next time, I'll see you all on television. OC16, check me out. It's called The Champ Show. To my babies out there, my grandson, I love you all. To my baby girl, Marlene, at home. I'm on my way home. Make sure the house clean. That's right. You know, ladies, you got three rules. Your row know it. Your mouth shut it. Your dirty penny wash it. That's how we roll. Have a wonderful day. Automotive 101 without George Nita is in the can. God bless you. We love you. Take me home, Frankie.
Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all.
AM 690.